Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, we are the Rob and Holly Show at Odyssey's Stars and Strings pre-party, pool party. Chris and Preston from Low Cash in the house.
It is
so exciting to see you guys. I missed the last time that you guys were in Miami with Rob. Yep. I heard it was quite the time.
It was epic. Everything Motley Crue did, we did.
Especially that first scene in that Netflix movie.
Oh yes,
don't watch it.
Yes, it's an amazing movie.
Wait, what happened? There's a lot of inside jokes.
Let me explain this to my wife. No, it's not like that on the road, babe.
Not at all. It never was either.
Never was.
What about being on the road with the Beach Boys though? Because you have the song out.
Yeah.
And we got to we did a Zoom interview with y'all
from space.
Yeah. You were in space. Mm-hmm. We were all mind blown. And I blacked out because I was like, we're talking to the Beach Boys. Can you kind of recap what we talked about when Beach Boys came out and how this all happened?
Those guys have become like our older uncles because they're 80s and mm-hmm. they still do 180 some shows a year, which is insane to me. Bruce still surfs.
What?
Yes, still serves.
Is he really 80?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It's unbelievable. So 55.
But, and it's not over with them yet. We're still going to do some stuff with them next year and possibly the end of this year, too. But like we were talking about, it felt good to put a song on, something like an icon like that. That's America's band right there.
Right.
It was them and the Beatles.
It's crazy because when you're hanging out with them, these stories just kind of like sneak out all of a sudden. And you're having dinner together or something. Then all of a sudden you're talking about the Beatles. And one time they were all at this like high school dance together. And then
Charles Manson.
The Charles Manson stories.
Yeah. Oh,
and then when you're eating and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You forget about that. And like I took a rock history course and I learned about the Beach Boys there. What did you guys learn from working with the Beach Boys?
I mean, lots of stuff probably couldn't tell you, but but especially the Charles Manson stuff. Wow.
We learned their harmony secret, the recipe. Okay. It really is a secret recipe that they have. It's fairly simple, really, once you figure out how they design the stack of the harmonies. But we were able to, it was Mike's idea to, at the beginning of the song, for us to sing it just like the Beach Boys. So he goes, okay, Preston, here's your note. And then I sang my note, and then he's all right, Chris, here's your note. And he sang his note, and then he lays a note down, and then two more sneaky ones I can't really tell you about. And then it's like, boom, you sound like the Beach Boys, and it's amazing.
I also realized like our music and their music is very similar because it's very positive.
Mm-hmm.
All the it's not all upbeat, but even their slow songs are positive. Even it's about singing to girls or cars or beach.
Yeah.
And it's not very far-fetched than what we do.
I was watching in my hotel room this Dolly Parton tribute at the Grand Ole Opry, like 50 years, and I was thinking about, like, she is so well-known for her song, I Will Always Love You.
Yes.
What is the song that you are like, this is us? Like, this song is what you think is...
With the Beach Boys.
Like, no, well, just with you. Not even the Beach Boys. Just any one of your songs. Which song is your song?
I Love This Life.
That is our song.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I kind of feel like that's the song that will probably be remembered the most by.
Do you remember the first place you were that you performed that song for the first time?
Yeah. We were in Springfield, Massachusetts.
True story.
And Daniel Bradbury was getting ready to go on, and we were teed up. It was a big radio show.
It was acoustic.
And David Shaw, our radio rep at the time, he said, man, you guys got to go out there and sing I Love This Life, the one you played for me in the car last night. We're like, well, we're not ready to do that. And he goes, just read it off your phone. I don't care what you do. Just go out there and sing it and watch what happens. And so I remember being nervous because we didn't know all the words. And Chris is like, it won't matter. Nobody knows the words. So, even if we mess up. And so we went out and we sang it. And all of a sudden, the whole place was on their feet. And we were like, what just happened? And so we walked off stage. I'll never forget, Daniel Bradbury walked by and she goes, how am I supposed to follow that? And I was like, I think we got one here, guys.
Yeah,
like, this is something.
Well, I think you got another one. And we're going to talk about it for the first time here.
Nice.
This song didn't work out as planned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of Leslie Jordan passing away. But can you tell us about how you decided, or well, how did you meet Leslie, first of all? How did the song come about? And then why did you decide to release the song now?
Well, Leslie invited us with a guy named Danny Myrick, who wrote the song, who actually wrote I Love This Life with us and Truck Yeah with us, and along with Trish Jansen. But Danny was on the song, and Leslie's always wanted to be in country music. He loved country music. And he said, Low Cash and Blanco, I want you guys. We were honored. I mean, I know Leslie from watching him on TV and everything, but I'm just like, okay, so what do you want to do with music?
And they could have picked anybody.
Yeah.
And we were like, why us? This is awesome.
Because I think you guys are so positive, and he was so positive.
He is, man. I mean, when that guy would walk into a room, he was a ball of energy. Mm-hmm. Like, you just could not stop but smile, because he made you smile. And this was a no-brainer for us. We wanted to do it. So we were like, hey, we're just going to do this. It's the kind of fun thing we're going to do. We don't know what's going to happen with it, but Leslie wants us to do it. So Blanco gets involved. We shoot this video.
Yeah, we shoot. We recreated the Big Lebowski, and it was so much fun. I mean, Leslie has the bowling shirt on with his name sewn in it, and Blanco plays a great part. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. You got to check it out. And then
I can't tell you who he plays.
I'm John Goodman. I'm Walter, and Chris is the dude.
Dude.
You really are the dude.
And man, we had so much fun. I mean, it was a big budget video, and you don't see a lot of those anymore. Mm-hmm. And so
Blanco's Jesus.
Yeah, he is.
Yes. He's playing Jesus.
He is.
I had to say it. I can't hold back. What are you going to hold back for?
We just watched the video. I didn't know that.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that Jesus was that good with his tongue.
He throws strikes. He's always throwing strikes.
It's kind of like a Gene Simmons type of thing.
I think
he's got
it was
going
a 30-minute segment that they cut down to 10 seconds. Yeah, of him just doing the tongue thing. It was weird.
No, but I mean, what an incredible legacy to leave on with Leslie. And when you watch the video, you'll see immediately you're going to be smiling from ear to ear and just laughing. And that's what he was all about.
Mm-hmm. It was a tough phone call to get, man. We had just landed in Mexico about a week ago, and the phone rings, and I look at it, and it's one of our friends from ABC Television, and he never texts me, you know, and it says, we're hearing that Leslie has passed suddenly, and it didn't seem real. I thought it was one of those hoax messages. I thought I'd get online and see that it's a hoax and it's not real, and then very quickly our phones started ringing a lot more, and the news became real, and mm-hmm. It was a strange, hard day for us, and we knew Leslie really well, but it still just felt like, I don't know, like a bad dream, and we were going to wake up from it, and it was not going to be real. And so we were ready to maybe not, you know, just put the brakes on the project for a minute, and let's, you know, let his family maybe reach out to us or something. And then finally,
yeah, they reached out and they said, this is, Leslie's been wanting to put this out. This is, he wants to show all his friends what he's been working with and what he's been working on. So, you know, we didn't get to spend as much time as some of the actors out there in Hollywood and actresses who I read so many beautiful things about Leslie mm-hmm. from them. We got that small amount of time. And the fact that he hit us that hard with his great energy and his humor, and I can't imagine, you know, being friends for years with him, but it feels like we were.
It makes me smile thinking about how he is truly a one-of-a-kind human. There's never going to be another Leslie. And we say that a lot about different people. I really mean it about this one. Like, it just is.
I wish I could tell you all the jokes that he told me, but I cannot.
He's a funny, funny guy. But we had fun. There's a dance, and people can be part of that in the video. And this is what he would have wanted. It brought him so much joy to know that we were having this project together and going to share it with the world. So
I think he's going to be more than excited when everyone watching this goes and clicks that link to watch the actual video, because we got to watch it just now.
He's a true entertainer, and the song is currently stuck in my head right now.
Oh, see?
Like, this entire talk, I've been singing it in my head. Mm-hmm. I only know like four words of it, but I'm singing
it's
so
only
much
one
of
word,
it.
Slide.
Slide.
To the left,
slide.
And then to
slide,
the right.
To the right.
We went the wrong way.
Right, did I, this
you
way,
went to the right.
Right.
It doesn't
and
matter.
Then the left,
all right, what's the right?
We're going to work on it.
We're going to work on the choreography in a little bit.
It's a brand new song.
But we'll teach you the dance tonight.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
We can't wait for the world to see it and to share Leslie's love and Low Cash love.
Thank you.
Absolutely,
so,
man.
Thanks again for stopping by Odyssey.
No doubt.
We love y'all.
It's good to see you. We're not leaving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.